This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Coming up to 12:05 in the afternoon, it's Friday, the 25th of November. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
me, Rich Bradbury,
here on BFM 89.9. Now, today is going to be an interesting discussion because we are talking about public holidays. So yesterday, our new Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced a Monday as a public holiday. And similarly, during the election, the 18th and 19th of November were public holidays as well, because Malaysians need to go home and vote. Now, the question for many employees is, are these public holidays applicable to them, or is it just an option for bosses, employers to decide on their holidays? Now, so former Human Resource Minister Dr. Sri M. Saravanan has urged private sectors to observe the public holiday a day before election and on the day itself. Mm-hmm. He pointed out that public holidays were declared under the Holidays Act 1951, which is a general holiday allocated to workers in the private sector. Now, according to law, bosses can and should have an extra day of paid leave for their employees. If no replacement days are offered, employees who work on those days are required to pay public holiday salary rates.
But boss, it's a public holiday is what we're calling the show today. And if you want to get in touch with us, don't forget 01878988899. Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. Okay, so as we know, there are plenty of public holidays in Malaysia. You can always add more, though. And employees are entitled to 11 paid gazetted holidays within the calendar year. It's important to know the number of public holidays can and usually exceeds those allocated 11 days. This means the government can appoint any day as a public holiday. An example of this would be a public holiday called to celebrate major sporting achievements, or when the 18th and 19th of November, as Lily just mentioned, was announced as a public holiday to enable Malaysians to vote. And next Monday, too.
Right, we do have a question for you. Does your company observe these occasional public holidays or an ad hoc public holiday, mm-hmm. right? And or if you do work, do you get compensated for it? Share your thoughts with us. 01878988899. That's on our WhatsApp, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have with us Aaron Francis, an associate lawyer at Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, and Kenneth Tan, who is a senior HR manager, who are here to help us clarify the confusion around public holidays. Welcome to the show, Ivan and Kenneth.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Hi, Kenneth.
Hi, Rich.
Right. Okay, so Anwar Ibrahim just announced a public holiday for Monday, right? And there were many comments as I scrolled, you know, the social media posts. There are a lot of people asking, they work in the private sector. Will that mean that Monday is a day off for them as well? Now, could you tell us whether public holidays are just applicable to certain sectors? Ivan?
Thank you, Lily, for the question. So, to begin, the short answer is, yes, employers can require their workers to still come in on Monday, even though it being a public holiday. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, the employers are still required to compensate the employees correctly and also or provide a substitute day. The question is not that simple because it goes back to whether or not the Employment Act applies to these employees.
Right.
Right. And for the longest time, the Employment Act only applied to certain individuals such as those earning wages of 2,000 ringgit and below, those in manual labour, those supervising manual labour workers, and also domestic workers. However, the recently amended Employment Act now covers all employees, regardless of wages. Mm-hmm. Then that provides a minimum statutory requirement and benefits for all employees around the board. That only comes into force in January.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with the new government in place, the question still is left as to whether there'll be a further postponement or not as to the imposition on the amended Employment Act or not. If you are not covered under the Employment Act, you would have to fall back onto your employment contract, right? So it's important to read your employment contract and see whether or not your employers do grant you those public holidays. Mm. If they don't, then you may not be entitled to those extra payment that EA employees would be.
Yeah. Okay. Kana, have you got anything to add on to that?
Hi. Yeah. Just to add on, based on the upcoming public holiday that has been announced, right, it's actually declared under the Section 8 of the Holidays Act, which is by right, or even the private sector should observe, mm-hmm. okay, the holiday. And if in the event, based on the industry they're in, right, if they need, they require their employees to work, then that is where they need to compensate them either by the 2x pay or from the ordinary rate pay or a replacement leave. In the event, just like what Ivan says, if in the event if they are not protected by under the Employment Act, we will need to relook back into the employment contract. However, because it is Section 8, right, it is somehow the private sector should actually observe, but they have the option to either to close the office on for that day or get the workers to work and give them a replacement of a holiday.
Yeah. Got it.
Right. Can any one of you give us some context or, tell us the difference between gazetted holidays and public holidays? Are they different?
I'll take this. All right. Okay, basically, if you go back to the Employment Act, right, under the Holiday Act and on the holiday clause, basically, it is stated that on the gazetted holidays, all right, there will be 11 gazetted holidays, 5 of which has been confirmed, which is like the National Day, the King's Birthday, you know, Malaysia Day, and not the Federal Tariff because it's under state, but there's 5 that is actually compulsory, all right, in the Act. And then on top of that, the company has the right to choose the other 6 holidays to make it to 11. Mm-hmm. Then in the event that, but this has to be stated clearly in the contract or the HR handbook, because in the event that, you know, if you only put 11 days, right, any of the additional ad hoc holidays that being announced, just like what has been declared yesterday, then if it's not stated inside, then the company has the rights not to observe, right? But because this is like, we go back to the election, because if we want them to give them the opportunity to fulfill their rights and responsibility, that was why even the Ministry of HR, they actually asked to encourage the employers to provide. But nowadays in the employment contract or even in the handbook policy, many employers have actually stated in their handbook that, you know, the company will observe all gazetted holidays mm-hmm. At the respective state or because there we have like Johor, Sarawak and all. And Sabah, Sarawak, they have their own different public holiday ordinance. Mm. But for peninsula-wise, right, you know, when the state government actually declare the holidays, then normally it will be under the Section 9. So if it's not stated in the handbook or the contract that is gazetted, then employer has the right to choose to observe or not.
Okay. Ivan, so what can employees do then if their bosses don't give them consent to work on a public holiday? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. So this is a bit of a tricky one.
Uh-huh, that's why we got a lawyer in.
Yeah. So if an employee does not consent to working on a public holiday, they may want to utilize their annual leave first if they do have an annual leave. However, if they don't have any more annual leaves or for whatever reason, they refuse to use their annual leave because they feel entitled to the public holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
They may want to firstly inform and notify the employer as to why they refuse to work on the public holiday, give proper reasons and justifications. And then it goes into this gray area as to what happens next. Mm. Because if the employee refuses and fails to attend work on that public holiday, the employer may consider this to be absenteeism,
yeah,
which is a misconduct and which the employer can take disciplinary action for. So some companies may dismiss their employees, may reduce their wage and take that day as an unpaid leave, for example, or may issue a warning letter, which is not what employees would want. Mm. There is not much they can do besides informing and then properly communicating as to why they should not be working on that day.
Does that happen often?
Not as much. Usually, from my experience, companies are quite respectful of public holidays.
Right.
There have been cases in the past. For example, there was this one case that happened 20 years ago where a group of packing employees wanted to celebrate Taipusam, but the company did not recognize it as a public holiday.
Oh.
So what happened was that they grouped up and actually boycotted the company by not attending work the next day. The person who led that gathering was actually terminated, and she took the company to court. The industrial court actually upheld her termination, saying that she caused disharmony, she broke unity within
amongst the workers.
Yeah, apart from the absenteeism. So the industrial court ruled in favor of the company in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a bit of a tricky situation when employees refuse to come in on a public holiday.
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions for Ivan and Kenna, you can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Talk to us about public holidays. What are your opinions on that? It's time for some messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
me, Rich Bradbury.
If you just joined us, today we're talking about public holiday. We're asking, you know, does your company observe these kind of ad hoc occasional public holidays? Or if you do work on public holidays, do you get compensated? If you have any questions, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We are here with Ivan Aaron Francis, Associate Lawyer at Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, and Kenneth Tan, a senior HR manager, who are here to help us clarify the confusion about public holidays. Now, if companies are supposed to compensate employees who work on public holidays in lieu of, you know, three times pay or an extra annual leave, but fail to do so, what can employees do and who can they turn to for recourse? Ivan?
Sorry. Could you repeat that question again, Lily?
Yeah. So if employers do not deliver, like they say they were to, they are going to compensate them with three times pay or give them an extra day of annual leave, right? But they don't do that.
Okay. What so can if employees a, do? If an yeah. employer fails to commensurate the employee rightfully, employees are entitled to lodge a complaint to the Director General of the Labor Department's office, right? So you would email, you can issue a letter, you can even visit the Labor Department directly to file a complaint for non-payment of your wage, of what is owed to you. So for overtime, if you do work on a public holiday, the rightful ORP or ordinary rate of pay would be three times ORP. The Labor Department would be where employees would turn to.
Mm-hmm. How about Kenna? What can employees do?
Okay, normally when cases like this, right, definitely they will refer back to the human resource department, right? Because prior to announcing special holidays or even on the gazetted public holidays, if they are not being paid, if you're in the organization, rightfully, you should go to the HR first. But if, let's say, if it's a company's the top management decision, and like for the reason they just fail to do so, like what Ivan has actually mentioned, they have the rights to actually to lodge a complaint. Right. So if they were to file the complaint with the Labor Department, then of course, then they will do further investigation. HR will be called in or will be receive a letter. And in the event, it's definitely if it's found that the employee is at fault, then they will have to impose back a punishment will be imposed in the sense that we have to pay back for the hours work during the public holidays, you know. Yeah, so that would be part of the compensation. Normally, they will have this internal negotiation to go on. Yeah, so that's how compensation works from there.
Ivan, just before the break, you gave us an example of people who wanted a break but couldn't take that break because it wasn't officially recognised by that company. But if there are employees who, you know, want to be a bit more vocal about their wants, especially when working on holidays, how can employees be, I guess, more vocal without the fear of them jeopardizing their career or their position? What rights do they have to say something, and how? What would be the best way of doing it?
Okay, I don't know if Kenna would agree with me on this, but there are trade unions which employees can join and can be a member of, where there are trade unions for that particular role. If there are no trade unions, then you'd still have to go back to the HR of the company to address your complaint and grievance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenna, any more to add on to that?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Ivan. But of course, in many organizations, we would try to avoid trade unions because they will have a separate collective agreement that we will need to follow. But then also based on the job category where they fall in, if they're all covered by the CA, then that would be another story or another issue to look into. Yeah.
Mm. All right. From both of your experience, right, do you think Malaysian companies generally uphold public holidays that are declared and don't require employees to work? Or is it more industry specific when it comes to public holidays? Kenna?
Yes. In general, right now, many organizations, the companies are actually observing all the public holidays that has been declared, whether gazetted or not. So all these special holidays being announced, they will try to comply and follow accordingly because unless the industry, right, the field of industry like manufacturing or plants that you require them to work, and then is where they will see, they will arrange just probably not all of them, but probably a suitable workforce to work on that particular day, and then they will be compensated accordingly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because one reason why, although they may not, because like we know from beginning, Malaysia has quite plenty of holidays. Yeah, but with the additional holidays that comes in, although it's kind of tough for companies as well to arrange, right, the operations, but normally we would want to observe because if you get the employees to work, then we have to give them additional leave or, you know, the wages part, the higher compensation on the cost expenses will mm-hmm. actually go up. Yeah.
Okay. We do have some WhatsApp messages. Fenny, I know, has sent in a voice message. Fenny, we'll hope to address kind of what you're asking in that message now. We also have some messages from number ending 1971, this is just a nice statement. Good morning, BFM. I agree with the public holiday. It's a celebration for Malaysians looking forward for a better Malaysia. It is indeed. And then we have a question from number ending 8622. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, I want to ask you two here in the studios, what's the difference between working overtime on a public holiday and on a typical day? Are employees compensated differently?
Yes, so employees will be compensated differently. Working overtime on a normal working day, only according to the Employment Act, would only entitle the employee to 1.5 times their hourly rate. Mm. That's if the Employment Act applies. Mm. If your company does give you a higher rate for overtime work, then you'll be entitled to that. For overtime done on a public holiday, you'd be entitled to 3 times your hourly rate on that day. So it is a substantial difference in wage.
Okay. I just want to address a question that we've had come through as well, and it's about bereavement leave. The message says that just yesterday, one of my employees' grandmothers passed away, and she asked if there are any holiday for such events. They looked it up online, and they couldn't find a clear answer.
All right. Yeah. So to answer that question, bereavement leave, normally it covers immediate family, mm-hmm. as in probably your spouse, your children, and parents.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're married, normally it will be extended to your parent-in-law. Mm-hmm. Grandparents are actually not included. So basically, this would be like an additional benefit in kind, you know, or given by the employer. Mm-hmm. It is up to the discretion of the company to actually add on this additional should they extend the bereavement leave to, you know, to brother-in-laws or even grandparents mm-hmm. or grandparents-in-law. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Kana.
All right. Yeah. So let's go back to the question of, you know, overtime, right? Is there like an upper limit or a cap on employees' pay when it comes to overtime? Is there a cap?
Okay, so generally there isn't a cap. However, according to the employment scheme in Malaysia, there is a cap on the number of hours an employee can work in overtime, and that is 104 hours a month. So that's 104 hours on top of your normal working hours. Okay. But the Employment Act, the amended Employment Act, only grants overtime payments for people earning below 4,000 ringgit. So if you're earning above 4,000 ringgit and the new scheme comes in, you would not be entitled to overtime unless your contract provides otherwise.
Mm, all right. So.
Okay. I guess it's the final question then before we wrap up and let you guys get on with what you're doing. So the amended Employment Act will come into effect next year. How will that change the implementation of holidays and overtime and everything that we've been speaking about? Kana?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
I can. The amended Employment Act will come into effect next year.
Mm-hmm.
How will that change the implementation of holidays and overtime, if anything?
I guess for the holidays, there won't be much difference because end of the day is really based on what is stated in the handbook and also the Employment Act, right? So if we are practicing like covering all gazetted, then we will observe accordingly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if they're specific, then it should be listed down in the contract or the handbook. But when it comes to OT system, there is some question actually came up, you know, when initially in September when they wanted to implement this up to 4,000 ringgit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If your salary. So of course, what we look at is also basically on the job function as well. There are actually a few categories that, you know, will be required to be paid OT. Yeah. So actually just come back to today, right? Normally, executive and above, if their salary is above 2,000, then they are not, company do not compensate OT unless it's stated otherwise in the contract, right? So comes to the 4,000, if let's say when we implement this in January, if we have to observe this, of course, it will actually, the impact would be the higher wages being paid out. So that is when we will have to really monitor, you know, the hourly rate, you know, how many hours they work, like to top it up of what Ivan has mentioned. Now, those under the OT, the regulations, right, the overtime work regulations, you know, the maximum limit overtime work should be a total of 104 hours in a month or on average 4 hours in a day. But that also will be, company should stand a point where how we are going to compensate OT. If you are working based on your own because you can't finish your work and all sorts, then normally they won't pay. So they would set a discretion or a rules and regulations stating that OT will be paid to you if you are required to work overtime, but in the only when you are required to stay back or required to complete your job. So there are a lot of, at some point it can be very gray or subjective. So that's why it's very important to study down very, very carefully. And also just to add on a bit, basically the OT rate for public holidays, right? Actually for public holidays, the first 8 hours of work, the compensation would be actually 2 times the ordinary rate pay. If they work more than 8 hours, then that is when we start calculating 3 times the pay, the rate ordinary rate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Ivan, have you anything to add on to that?
Just a little bit, Rich. So the group of people that the new amendments would affect the most would be the people earning between 2,000 to 4,000 ringgit. And the companies that rely on these people to sustain their businesses, because suddenly, first come January 2023, these people are expected to pay a lot more for overtime,
right,
when they did not plan to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our clients are now asking us, how do we revise the salaries? Mm-hmm. How do we still continue a sustainable business with this new amendment coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And your suggestion is?
Right, on that note, thank you so much. We've been speaking to Ivan Aris Francis, an associate lawyer at Thomas Phillip Advocates and Solicitors, and Kenathan, a senior HR manager, who helped us clarify a little bit about, you know, the confusion around public holidays. If you missed any part of this show, you can of course go ahead on our website at bfm.my or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play to download the full conversation. But don't go anywhere, because right after the 1 PM news bulletin, we've got the Breakfast Grill replay. So the days of political uncertainty post GE15 have culminated in Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim being sworn in as the 10th Prime Minister yesterday. So how will the unity government take shape, and how do the results of GE15 change the political landscape of the country? So the Breakfast Grill spoke to Jahaba Sadiq, the founder and editor of the Malaysian Insight, and James Chai, the visiting fellow of ICES, Yusof Ishak Institute. Now, that brings us to the end of the show. We'll see you Tuesday.
We will, yes.
Same time, same place. I'm Lily Chai with Rich Bradbury, and this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.